the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Donald Trump's new administration is moving to end affirmative action in federal contracting, directing all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and eventually fired. It follows an executive order Trump signed on day one, ordering a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's diversity and inclusion programs. One of the other executive orders signed on the first day is the focus now of an 18-state lawsuit led by New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says the order to limit birthright citizenship is extreme and unprecedented.
That's why our broad coalition of states is standing up to the president and defending the rule of law. Presidents in this country have broad powers, but they are not kings.
The suit by the states requests immediate relief to prevent the president's order from taking effect. Some curious votes in Washington from two members of New Jersey's congressional delegation. Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim, both Democrats, voted to confirm Republican Marco Rubio as Trump's Secretary of State. But both also voted against the Larkin-Riley Act, allowing the detention of undocumented immigrants accused of certain crimes. Both Kim and Booker said the act has the potential for severe abuse by immigration agents. Governor Murphy keeping momentum from last week's State of the State address in West Windsor this week to visit an elementary school and talk about kids needing access to early education for free.
Governor Murphy says one goal is ensuring that every New Jersey school district offers free full-day kindergarten.
So this year we're going to work with the state legislature. Thank you folks in advance. Bless you all. To close that gap once and for all, so that every child of every socioeconomic background has the opportunity to chase their dreams.
Murphy adds the administration will also work this year toward making free universal pre-K a reality in the Garden State. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
All right, fingers crossed that the wind stays pretty light today. That means the cold air will have less of a bite to it. Of course, it is still pretty frigid out there. Upper teens to around 20 this afternoon. We've got some early clouds hanging along the coast. Otherwise, lots of sunshine today. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, lows around 10. Things will get a little bit better with a slight warm-up on the way. Tomorrow, sunny clouds, upper 20s. Friday and Saturday, sunshine around the freezing mark in the lower 30s. And hopefully, we'll hit 40 degrees on Sunday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Andover 1, Monroe is 6, Seaside Heights is 10. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.